And welcome to the Lunchbox, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Big Mike, and I am here today with Don from the Escape. Which escape room, please, Don?
Locked and Escaped.
Okay, hold on. You got to talk up a little more.
Locked and Escaped.
All right. And so, first of all, it's an escape room. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. Now, why has it seemed like, especially here in this country, in the United States, right, the escape rooms have grown in popularity, I'd say, over the last 5 or 6 years? Is that easy? Is that a fair amount of time to say?
I think people are looking for entertainment, ways that they can bond and connect with their families and not have everyone on their cell phones or on their technical gadgets. They're actually getting to work together and enjoy family time or date night, just time to bond with each other.
I like that. All right. And so do you have to be a super duper smart person to even think about going into an escape room?
Not at all. In fact, it's better, the more minds, the better. But everyone, what's hard for you, somebody else is going to be like, oh, I got this. And then they're going to look at the next puzzle and not have any idea. And it's going to click for you and you're going to know. So it really does take all those different minds. But a downfall that people fall in sometimes is that they overthink things. So being too smart could actually hurt you.
So being too smart in an escape room could actually hurt you.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So here's the stupid question of the day. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Then how does the escape room coincide with the Cool Science Festival?
Well, they've gone virtual this year. Due to COVID, they're doing everything online. And so they contacted us because we were actually closed for 2 months. And during that time period, we put one of our rooms online so that families or guests can play from home and actually get to experience the escape room. So we'll be doing our room, The Infected, as a virtual experience for people.
And so does that mean people go in the room and they'll click on this and something might happen, or they might click in that and something might happen? So it's almost like a video game.
It's like a live video game where we are in the escape room. We're the live avatar.
Oh, okay.
You might be playing at home and maybe your brother is playing from his house and another friend, and we will walk through the escape room. We'll be your hands and feet, and you guys will be solving the puzzles and telling us what to look at and giving us the codes to open things up.
Really? Now, is that hard to do since you like have done this probably 100,000 times or so?
Not hard at all. Sometimes we want to help, and so we are taking the phone and we're kind of guiding by what we're looking at to help the players at home realize, oh, this might be what we need to focus on next. But it's fun for us because we're so involved in getting to help their experience along.
So you're a human avatar. How is that?
That's right. It's fun. We're instead of being behind the computer and cheering you on, we're actually there getting to take that active part in it. So
you're a real life sim.
That's right. Exactly.
Oh, about that. Now, whose idea was this?
I don't know who originally started the virtual games, but several escape room companies started moving towards that, and we were really fortunate to find a gentleman in California who was helping several owners be able to put their games online, where he created an inventory system for us. So as we're discovering things in the room, it's showing up in your inventory. So at home, you can click on it and refer back to it.
Oh, okay. Then now, was it hard to make the program or the transition?
Not too bad. Most of the puzzles transferred over pretty well. One, he was able to put online so players actually get to put it together from home, and they just really feel immersed in the game. So it worked out really well.
I like that. I absolutely like that. And how many people can be online doing this at once?
The games are best if it's less than six players.
Less than six.
Yeah.
All right. So six is like the max.
Correct.
Because then you're kind of bumping into each other and everything like that.
Well, we have a 360 camera view. So while somebody might be telling me what to look at over here and work on this puzzle, you might be actually looking at the 360 view and searching the room yourself. So there is that aspect, but there's the fact that there is only me with the camera walking around with the puzzles. So in that regard, it's easier if there's just six or less.
Six or less?
Yes.
Okay, absolutely amazing. All right. Now, whose idea was your escape room? Like, what was the catalyst to say, hey, we should make an escape room and do this?
We did our first game back in 2015, and we went to a building up in Inglewood near Denver, and we were like, is this where we're supposed to be? And we weren't sure, a little creeped out. We went in it, and we absolutely loved it. And when we left, we were like, this was awesome. We should do this. And a few escape rooms later, we were still saying, this is awesome. We should do this. And we finally did one that was a horrible experience. And it was so bad that on the way home, we were like, you know what? We could definitely do this better. And so it worked out. I'm a kind of a dreamer. I can see the big picture. And my husband is more of a numbers guy. Like, he wants to make the spreadsheet and see if things make sense. And we called him and said, we want to do this. Let's open the escape room. And he surprised us. And he said, well, if this happens, if we can find a place, if we can figure out how we're going to, all these details. And everything just fell right into place for us. So
that's pretty cool. Now, did you help design the puzzles, or did your husband help design the puzzles?
We've done both. So our first game we purchased from a guy in Canada who designed the game. And when we got it, there was a few things that we were like, well, that doesn't make sense. How would a player get from this point to that point? How would it make that connection? And so we altered a few of the puzzles to make it flow better. And then from there, we're like, oh, okay, we can do this. So our next game, we did a little bit more of that. And our third game, which is our creepy cabin in the woods, that one we designed 100% ourselves. So it's been a process on the way as we learn and we grow with the escape room.
Do you still like escape rooms?
Oh, we love escape
rooms. Yeah? Okay, so you know how some people are like really big into roller coasters. You're really big into escape rooms.
I am. That's true. We did last night. We celebrated my 75th escape room.
Oh, really?
We did four.
But why should you keep it count?
Oh, yeah. We did four games yesterday. The first one was online. We played a game in Ukraine. And then our other three were up in Denver.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, wow. So when you say you're in this, you're really in this.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
All right. Now, does your escape room have anything, have a scary element to it, or just for Halloween?
We have one room that is our creepy cabin. So that room, the lights get darker throughout your game, and you have to escape before darkness falls. So that's our creepy game. And then we have another one where you are saving the world from a zombie apocalypse. So both of those have a little bit of a creepy element, and we are going to add a little more creepiness for this next couple weeks. But our other games, you're just completing a mission, so they're not necessarily scary.
All right. And what are the age ranges that you have to do for being in the escape room?
Really, now that we're all private games, so you're not playing with strangers, we're allowing any ages in the escape room. We do have one game that will be around just till the end of this month. It's called Are You Smarter Than a Monkey? And it's just for young families, originally for 6 to 9-year-olds. So they get to have the experience of solving puzzles and making their escape. But our other games really are families, date night, celebrations. And if you're under 18, we ask an adult be present in the game with you.
Right.
But we get all ages, from young families up to grandparents playing the games.
Really? All right. Now, from what I know, and so correct me if I'm wrong, okay, because I'm kind of, you know what I mean? And so from what I know, with the escape rooms, there's two great elements to it. There's the puzzle element and there's the time element. All right. And so you have to solve these puzzles, but the clock is always ticking. Is that correct?
That's correct.
How much time did you give them?
We give 60 minutes.
Okay.
And the time element, it does play a factor in it, because you start feeling that pressure as that clock is counting down.
Right. Now, have you seen some people you've seen some people fail. All right. But when they get it before the 60 minutes is over, okay, what's the feeling like in the room? What's their face look like?
Oh, they're high-fiving each other. They're excited. We get happy laughter, some screaming, and just the excitement is contagious. And that's why we do what we do, because we love that. When you are walking out of the game and you're on cloud 9, that makes us happy too.
Okay, so the bragging rights are real.
That's right.
Oh, they're real. Like, dude. It was 59 minutes and 33 seconds, but we did it! Yeah!
I mean, exactly. All right. And when it comes close like that, down to the seconds, that's the best.
That's the best, huh?
Yep.
Okay, so when you were first starting out doing these escape rooms, right, were you beating the times?
Oh, we beat them sometimes, and even today, we lost our first one yesterday.
So oh, you lost your first one yesterday. Oh, okay.
We don't always make it, but we always have fun regardless.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, how do you make sure that you're varying the puzzles, that it's not always like the same game, just in a different, and you know, instead of ABC, you did CBA. All right, so how do you vary the puzzles to make sure it's not the same game all the time?
We just work to make sure that in our games, that none of our games have the same puzzle, that they are completely different, so that when you've done one room, you move to the next, and it's a completely different experience. And that's why we go play other games in the area as well, because we want to see what's out there and make sure that what we're doing is different than one of our neighbors.
Okay. All right. Is that kind of hard to do?
Sometimes. We actually had stayed up one night, my husband and I, and we were just on a roll where we were very excited for this upcoming game that we were designing. And then that very next day, customers came in and they told us that another escape room just down the street from us was opening up the same theme that we had stayed up all night talking about. And we were like, okay, well, that's going to go on the back burner. We'll start over, because we really want to have different experiences than each other. So sometimes that's a little bit difficult. But for the most part, there's so many ideas out there that it's all fun.
It's all fun. So have you ever made a room and thought it was going to be really good, and then it turned out not to be all that great after all?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well, good. Oh, good. I'm not wishing that on you. I'm just wondering that you thought you were all jazzed up and everything like that. And then, it wasn't as good as we thought it was going to be.
Yeah, we get excited and make sure that it's something we're excited about, and that we feel like it flows good. And then we invite test groups to come in, and based off of their ideas, like, maybe it'd be better if we did this. We are like, you know what? That's a great idea. Let's do that. But because it's not just our minds, my husband and I, we really incorporate our entire escape room team, our employees. We have nights where we order pizza in and we work through the games. And I think it's incorporating all these different ideas that really helps it be fun for everyone.
So you have test groups. That's amazing that you have test groups. All right. So how do I be a part of a test group?
Well, you might just tell us that, hey, I'd love to be a part of a test group, and we'll put your name down. We also, when it gets close to opening up the rooms, we will do different contests or prizes and let people win those testing, the opportunity to beta test for us as well.
All right. And so how does that work with the beta test?
We'll schedule a time for your group to come in, and we vary the different sizes. And then really, we just run it as we would a normal game, but we're taking notes on what seems to flow really well for you and what ideas were places that you may be getting stuck. So we can see, is that something we need to change, or how are groups doing overall? And just getting a good feel for our time, the length of puzzles, if people are getting out really close to the 60 minutes, if there's anything that we need to alter. So it's just time for you guys to give us feedback and say, oh yeah, that was awesome. Or, you know what, this puzzle, I couldn't figure it out. So we rework it if need be.
As you were all right then. Has it happened often?
I wouldn't say that it happens a lot, but there's definitely, for each time we beta test, we learn something from our customers, because your feedback means so much to us, and you're the ones we're trying to please. So it does help us to have that feedback.
Absolutely. So I tell you what, we're going to take a quick little break, all right? And then we're going to talk some more about escape rooms. Is that cool?
That sounds awesome.
All right. So I am here with Don. Tell me the name of your company again, please.
Locked In Escape.
Locked In Escape. So, right. And now, real quick, you said you have the virtual thing going on, all right, then. And someone's listening to us right now, and they're like, let's go check this out. How they go do that, Don?
Well, you can come see us. We're at 2760 North Academy Boulevard, one block north of Maysland. So right there where Palmer Park is, there's two office buildings, and we're the very first office building.
The very first office building. Okay, then. And you still come to you if you want to do it virtually?
So the best way to do it is go online to lockedinescapes.com, and you'll be able to click book now, and you'll see our virtual games listed there as well as our in-person live adventure games.
Absolutely amazing. All right. They have some good stuff going on, folks. All right. I'm Big Mike. This is The Lunchbox, folks. Now, if you would like to be a part of The Lunchbox, all right, but you're not really sure how to, we can make that happen for you real quick, fast, and easy here. All right. All you have to do is write us at info@blazin985. All right. And then somebody will return your email, and we'll see if we can get you on The Lunchbox. All right. Let's take a look at
Blazin985.
And you're back with The Lunchbox with Mike and Don. And Don is from Lock and Escapes. All right. And so if you enjoy a good puzzle, all right, and you like working under pressure, right, you might want to go check out Lock and Escapes. All right. And so this is something that you've really, I mean, made from scratch. I mean, really homegrown, live and local here in Colorado Springs. Was that always your intent?
Yep, that's our plan. We started off as a family business. So my daughter and her husband and their two kids, we all work together, and they've now left and gone on to start their own business.
Oh, wow. Escape room as well?
Nope, they own a sunglass company
now.
Oh,
okay.
But with the grandkids, they knew how to reset where stuff went, and so it truly was a family business, and we still have kept that feeling where now our employees are our family.
Oh, that is really cool. That is very cool, all right? And so how did you get involved with the Cool Science Festival?
Well, Mark gave me a call, and he said that in the past they had worked with another escape room that since is closed. And he said they saw that we had a virtual game, and since they were going to be virtual this year, they thought it would be a great fit. And our game that we're doing, part of the game takes place in a lab, and so it fit right in with the science theme. And I told Mark that we would love to be a part of it because we love our community and we're always looking for ways that we can work with our community.
Absolutely cool. Absolutely cool. And that particular puzzle takes place in the lab, huh?
That's right.
That's really good. All right. So was it hard to come up with these different scenarios? So how does it go? Does it go from idea to scenario to puzzle? So is it idea, puzzle, scenario? I mean, how what's the flow of it? How do you work this?
So we talk about different ideas that we're excited about, and so and what we think other people will also be excited about, and looking into what there is not currently in our community, in our area. So our next game that we're working on right now, it's going, ooh, I'm about to tell this here on the radio when we haven't announced it yet.
Oh, so an exclusive here on The Lunchbox.
That's right.
All right. I like that. Okay, we got to turn this down some over here. So an exclusive right here on The Lunchbox. You heard it first here on The Lunchbox from Locked In Escapes. All right. It's all yours, Ms. Dunn.
Okay. Well, our new game is going to be called Cell Block E.
Ooh.
So it's our prison game. And we had customers give us their different suggestions, and one of the customers suggested Cell Block E, and he said it could stand for maybe escape, and we were like, oh, we like that. So that is, he's going to win a free game. He'll get to be a beta tester, him and his friends, to come play our new game, Cell Block E.
To see if they can escape the prison.
That's right.
Ooh, all right, okay. Have to be like, who was that? Was that Jeffrey Dahmer who was going up in the walls and doing something and he escaped that way, actually?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was something else. That's something else. So how about that? So you got the idea from a customer, okay, about a theme, all right? So you set up the theme and then you set up the puzzles around the theme?
Yep, so we come up with a theme and we come up with a story.
Okay.
And then we work the puzzles to really stay in context with that story so that when the customer comes in, it flows well and they're really immersed in the story. So we don't want them just to be solving puzzles randomly. We want it all to be part of that overall story where they get to solve it, and as they're solving puzzles, the story's unveiling itself.
Oh, okay. Then so it might start off one way and you'd be like, hey, whoa, that wasn't here before. Okay, now this is something different, but just still the same. That seems pretty cool. That seems pretty good. Now, with the Cell Block E, right, I think one of the things that would be kind of interesting is if you had a warden or a guard kind of walking by every now and then because that's something that happens. But, hey, it's lights out. Whatever they would say or something like that. I mean, you can use that. That's free. I don't even want a free
awesome.
Game.
I think, has anybody told you about our game yet? Because we're thinking a lot alike here.
Well, that's good. That's good. No, this is the first time I'm actually here again. That sounds exciting.
It is. Right. It's so much fun. And we can't wait. It's going to have a really spectacular ending, too. So we're very excited.
Okay. All right. And so you get to do a prison break, all right? No, so because I was just going to say, hey, if you ever wanted to break out of jail, you need to go to Locked In Escapes. And so I don't know if that's the best way to advertise that or not.
Right.
All right. And so we are here with Don. Now, Don, does this take a lot of, so since you are being involved with the Cool Science Festival, right, does this take a lot of calculations with math or science to create these puzzles? Or do you use like, oh, are you using word puzzles? Are you using like picture puzzles? I mean, how do you do the variation of the puzzles?
Well, all of the above. We really work to make sure that it's mixed up so there's not too much of one type of puzzle in there. So we do have some math in a couple of our games, but if it's needed, we provide that calculator. So nothing that would be difficult for anyone. It's just figuring out the steps that need to be taken. So if you had a color orders one place, you would realize we're going to use those colors in that photo with this puzzle that happens to be the same puzzle, the same colors.
I like puzzles. I like those.
Everything, it makes sense, and there's a way to figure it out.
Okay. So maybe there's a safe over there, and if you look somewhere, you might find out a code here, and then you just got to figure out what code does the lock or something like that?
Yep, just like that. Yeah, you need to come do one of our games. And
I would go, but I think I would fail terribly. I'm like, wow, Big Mike. Right, 3 hours later and you still ain't got out of there yet. That's just you know what, don't worry about it. Just leave. Now, speaking of which, can somebody surrender? Can someone be like, hey, we just can't get this. Can we just go? Can somebody surrender?
Oh, you could. Our doors are not locked. So okay. Even though we're called Locked In Escapes, we used to lock the doors, but we no longer do that. So if there was really, not because you want to surrender, but because if there was an emergency, you could always leave the door that you're about to enter. But people don't surrender because once you get in there, you're excited about it. You want to finish.
Oh, okay.
So we have a lot of people that don't make it out, but right. That's okay. They still leave happy and excited.
Even though the time beat them and they have impending doom, if they have, because is that what you're saying with the different scenarios? Because hey, if you don't make it out this time, this certain thing, bad thing is going to happen.
Right. So you are either working to actually escape a room, or not always. Sometimes you're working to complete a mission.
Oh, okay.
If you don't make it out, there is that consequence. But actually, you're having fun, and we come in and we walk you through the end. So if you want,
you
get to experience the end.
Oh, because I wouldn't do that. Like, well, you know, well, no, nah, that wouldn't be fair. Yeah. So I get. You see, that's why I don't own an escape room. So you know the right way to do that, and oh man, I just had another question for you. And I just lost it just that quick. All right, and so we go into the escape room. We're trying to figure out the puzzles. You said sometimes people don't always make it all the way through, though.
That's true, and we always offer. Sometimes people say no, they don't want to see the end because they do want to come back and they feel like there's enough left that they want to get to play it again and this finish it. But we always offer to walk you through because we know ourselves, you want to see the end. You want to know what was going to happen.
And so when you've been to these other escape rooms, do they offer that?
Most do?
All right.
Most of the time we're really close. Like we already know, like, oh, gosh darn, we were so close. But when we don't make it out, they're usually really good about saying, okay, this is what would have happened.
All right. And so in Locked In Escapes, has it been a situation where they were like one or two puzzles away?
Oh.
And you were like, oh man, we were so close. Really? That's all we had to do? Has it ever been that type of situation?
Oh, definitely. And we'll sometimes, like in our castle game, if time allows, we're able to say, well, go ahead and name four kings or queens and we'll add on four more minutes. So we have two games that we can give players a little bit more time when they're so close. And sometimes that's all they need, and they're out. It doesn't always work out that way.
All right. And what has the reception been for Locked In Games? Or I Locked In Escapes, all right? What has the response been?
Oh, it's been just wonderful. We see people sometimes that come where maybe Grandpa has been dragged along with the family, and you can see on his face that he's not excited. And as we go over the rules and we're talking about stuff, you know that he's not thrilled. And when he gets in there and he's the one starting to figure things out, he comes out and he's high-fiving, he's excited and laughing with the family. and we're like, okay, this is awesome. This is making memories together, and we got to be a part of that. So the response has just been great from the community.
And so you turned a non-believer into a believer then,
That's
huh?
That's right.
That's pretty cool. Now, how important, when you get into this into the escape room, how important is teamwork?
Oh, it's really everything, because no one person really can do it all. It takes those different ways to look at things. So sometimes we'll see somebody who finds one part and they don't know what to do with it, but somebody else on the team, they're looking, they know what to do, but they haven't found it. And it just hurts our heart when we're like, oh, tell them that you have it. You have what everybody needs. And they need to be open and announce what they're finding and share, because that's how they make their escape.
Okay, so you just told me some very important things. You said teamwork's the key, but not just teamwork, communication.
That's right.
All right, and so you said this person has one part of it over here, one person has another part of it over here, and since they didn't tell each other anything, all right, then they both kind of missed out on an opportunity.
Exactly.
All right, yep. And so then they spent another 5 minutes trying to figure it out when they could have had it and used that 5 minutes somewhere else.
If they would have worked together, they would have completed it right away.
Okay, there's a big tip from Don from Locked In Escapes, folks. Remember, anytime you go into an escape room, teamwork and communication.
Exactly.
Correct?
Yep, you got it. You got this.
I got this already. All right. Hey, folks, we're going to take a quick little break. We will be right back with the Lunchbox. All right. Once again, if you want to be a part of the Lunchbox, we would absolutely love to have you. Please, by all means, give us an email at info@blazin985, all right, and somebody will write you back. That way we can get you on the Lunchbox. We shall return.
At the Chronic by the Tree.
The new Blazin 985.
Welcome back to the Lunchbox, everybody. I hope you're having a great afternoon out there. Hey, Don, from Locked In Escapes. The weather's been great so far, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been beautiful.
It absolutely has. Now, does the weather play a part of the Locked In Escapes at all?
It does. We actually look forward to the cooler weather, because when it starts to get cold outside, people are looking for more indoor activity.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So when the weather gets cool, that's when we get really busy. So we're about to come up on our busy season.
Oh, all right. Do people give escape rooms as gifts to other people?
Oh, definitely.
Yes?
So some businesses, you're going to go buy gift cards. We give you gift keys.
Oh,
so
there we go. I like that.
They'll have a code on them where the people can use it and book whenever it's convenient for them. And the key, actually, they can keep it forever because it's a bottle opener as well.
Oh, wow. They like that. So multifunctional.
There you go.
We love multifunctional. Now, in Locked In Escapes, is there a ranking system? And what I mean by that is, do you have like the easier games to the harder games? Do you have that kind of system going on there?
We do. So our first game is called Shattered Kingdom, starting from the easier one, mm-hmm. where you are in a castle going on a royal quest to become the new rulers of the kingdom. And then our next game is Darkness Falls. That's that creepy cabin where the lights are getting darker. And then our next game is The Infected. Nothing to do with COVID.
Hint.
You are working together to find the antidote to save humanity from a zombie apocalypse. And then our most difficult game is called Rockstar, The Final Curtain, where you've gotten backstage passes to your favorite artist. A bomb goes off, and it's up to you to find the next bomb and defuse it.
Oh, that sounds great. And so of those four, what's the most popular today? Because I'm sure it changes over time, all right? But if we... Excuse me, not COVID. So if I was to come to you and say, hey, I want to do your most popular game right now, which one would that be?
It's so hard because everybody gives us a different answer. We always ask when you come out, people are like, oh, we've done all of your rooms now. And we'll ask you, well, out of our games, which one is your favorite? And we get different answers all the time. I think overall, I would say maybe Darkness Falls, because it's that medium level game where none of our games are easy, but it's not too easy and not the most difficult. So I think probably Darkness Falls, and people like that scared feeling.
Yeah. And you said that in that particular puzzle, the lights constantly get darker as you go along, huh?
That's correct.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And so there's something about working against the clock that people love and hate. Am I right about that?
Oh, definitely. Yep. But we need that time pressure. It's just like when you, in real life, you have that time pressure. It helps us get more done. when you're in the escape room and you see that clock counting down, you're feeling it and you have that extra motivation.
All right. Now, speaking of motivation and pressure, has anybody ever come to Locked In Escapes and used this as a team building exercise?
We actually have corporations that do that all the time.
Oh, cool. Cool, cool. And does it actually help draw them together as a team? Or is it like, man, you know, we would have did good, but you know Bob. You know, he's always got to be right about everything. Bob, how many times I got to tell you? It wasn't right.
We have seen a little bit of that, but we had businesses use us to bring their prospective employees in where they see how they work together and their different personality types. And they've used the escape room to choose who they hire.
Really?
And
they use the escape room as the interview?
That's right. Well, they've already interviewed them, but now they're trying to decide between their prospective people, and they use the escape room to make that final decision.
I've never heard of that before. Wow, talk about a test, huh?
So we've had that.
Wow.
And we've had, we work with a business coach, and she has clients that come to her, and part of what they do is she brings them into the escape room where she'll watch from our monitors to see how people are working together. And then afterwards, they'll have a meeting where she'll work through and say, you know, I noticed that, Jill, you had the right answer, but you weren't speaking up. Is there a reason that you didn't tell the rest of your team? And she'll work with them of whatever issues their company has said, this is what we're really needing help with.
How about that? So you'll definitely find out who's assertive, who's passive aggressive, who's not communicating at all. I mean, wow, yeah, I guess you can work through a whole bunch of stuff. You're going to see who's the leader in the group, who's just, okay, we'll do it. Well, you know.
Exactly.
Oh, how about that?
Who's a lot of talk, but they're not doing anything.
Oh, okay. Then who's the yes man, all right?
That's right.
Oh, wow. That's pretty powerful. Did you know, when you were getting ready to do this or when you were looking into this, that the escape room could be so many things, so many different things at once?
You know, I don't think we really thought of it like that at first. We were just doing it because it was something that we loved doing, and we thought we could see other families doing it as well. And it wasn't until we got started, we were like, oh, yeah, this would be great for businesses. This would be great for celebrations. That we originally just thought it would be fun, and now we're like, oh, there's so many different aspects to it. Good for students.
Good for students. Explain that part.
We've had school groups come through, and we've had Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts where they earn their badges because they really are working on solving puzzles. And we hit every subject in an escape room that you would have in school, only now we've made it fun.
All right. And so that being said, you said because of COVID, you had to close down for 2 months.
Yes.
Is that correct? All right. So during that 2 months, did you do things to expand the company to make new puzzles, to make puzzles harder? I mean, what did you do during that 2 months? Did you take a break and get some rest?
Well, we did a little bit of that at the very start, but that didn't last for long. That's when we came up with this virtual game. So we made it so that players could be at home in the safety of their houses and play our games. And then we worked on altering our schedule so that when groups do come into our escape room in person, that you're the only group in the lobby. You're not going to be there with another group. So you have that extra comfort in knowing you're not running into strangers. And all of our games are private. So we worked on ways to change the schedule, allow extra time so that we can do all the cleaning that's needed.
Oh, okay.
We've always cleaned the rooms, but now we're wiping everything down between games so that everything has been completely sanitized and that people can feel comfortable. We're safer than going to the grocery store because everything is clean.
I like that. And so I'm trying to make sure I have this correct. You can still go in and do a real life game, or you can do a virtual game. Is that correct? You have the choice?
That's correct. And we only offer one of our games currently online that you can play virtual, and that's The Infected. All the other games you can come play in person. But The Infected you could do online or in person.
That's pretty cool. Now, what about tips and tricks? All right, then is there any... All right, how does a person, if they get stuck, how do they ask for a tip?
At our escape room, we give unlimited hints. So
oh, really?
Tell you that you can just wave.
Uh-huh.
And when we see you waving, we're going to type out a hint that will show up on the television. And you truly do get unlimited hints. We keep track of four. And we do that because if you're successful and you've used three or less hints, you're eligible for the leaderboard.
Okay.
But we give unlimited, and we tell people that even the escape room artists, they came and they had done their 800th game that weekend before they played with us, and they used their three free hints. And they said they always use their free hints because that's part of being successful, is knowing when you need help.
So being successful is knowing when you need help.
That's correct.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Sometimes we get teams who say, nope, we don't want any hints. And, oh, it's so hard as a game master because you want to help people. And there are some times where you have to solve what you're working on before you can move to the next step. Mm-hmm. And without a hint, they really are stopped there. And then when they don't make it out, they're like, oh, we were close. Had we taken that hint earlier, we know we would have made it. Yep.
And then they're kicking themselves, huh?
Exactly.
Hindsight, 50-50, huh?
So I would say a player tip is use those hints.
Use those hints.
If you need it.
If you get four of them for free, use your four, right?
That's right. And we also, I would tell you that when you find something, like we talked earlier, communication, if you find something, announce it so that everyone knows that you have that object.
Like, yes, Bob, we know there's a dog in here. There's a picture of a dog. We know. We can find something else. And so what would be the best strategy? So let's say you do have the six people to go in the room, right? Is the best strategy for everybody to pick out a section of room and then start talking about it?
That's what we do. As we enter the room, we're saying, oh, here's a four-digit lock. Over here, this is going to take five letters. And we walk around and we announce the different locks that we've found. And then that way, we know what we're looking for and how we need to piece things together.
And that's how you approach it? Because you're on your 75th. You said your 75th escape room. Is that correct?
Last night was my 75th, but we actually did two more after that. So I'm.
So you're at 77.
77. Yep.
Okay. What's your goal?
Oh, I don't have an end goal. That number's going to keep growing.
All right. Yep. Oh, that's okay. And so, have you gone to other states yet and done escape rooms yet?
Anywhere we travel, we like to stop and do escape rooms. In fact, one of my favorite ones is actually in Austin, Texas. We played a game called a playground, and it was so much fun. And when we travel, that's what we do, is we stop and see what games are there, and we have passports where we fill out our passport so we can keep track of all those different games.
Wow, that's pretty cool. You see, me, when I travel, I like to go to different places and eat different things. Okay, I'm a food guy.
Oh,
you
know what I'm saying? Too.
Oh, you do that? All right. She's like, yeah, we can tell you're a food guy. All right. but you kind of plan your trip around escape rooms. Like, oh, I heard about the escape room over here, or I heard about that. And so about how many escape rooms do you think there are in the United States?
Just in the U.S., there's a little over 2,200.
Wow. How many here in the Springs?
We used to have 13, but after COVID, now there's 10 of us. And we're hoping that one of them may come back in January.
And are you all friends, or is it like a vast competition? Like,
Oh, no, we're friends, because once you've done our rooms, we're going to recommend to our players where we've enjoyed and tell them to go play those games.
Oh.
Because once you've done them, you wouldn't want to come back and do the exact same room because now you know it all.
Yeah, yeah. And if anything, you just want to kind of speed test, right? So, well, with that being said, what's the fastest anybody has gotten out of one of your rooms?
I think we have a time that was 34 minutes. And they did use their hints, mm-hmm. but every year, January 1, we wipe all of our leaderboards and we start over fresh.
That's
but
cool.
I think we have 34 minutes is in our on one of our leaderboards.
Now, when you see that, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? Or is it both?
Our goal is always for players to get out closer to that 60 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're a team that has played all over the place, and we have customers that come in and say, oh, I saw their name on so-and-so's board.
Okay.
We're okay with that because they truly are enthusiasts who have played lots of games, and they just have that experience. And the more games you do, the more you're thinking that way, and the easier it is to actually make it out with a good time. So it's okay.
It's okay. All right, then, 34 minutes, right? You're like, man, that was... No, we got to amp it up, all right? So have you ever amped up a game because people thought it was too easy?
No, because our games, for the most part, probably, even though we're always rooting for you, we're cheering for you, we're excited, we want you guys to make it out.
Right.
We have more people that don't make it than do.
Oh,
so when we get those rare times where they're super fast, it's okay because we know that's not the norm.
Right. And so now during COVID, you only have one game going at a time. Is that correct?
No, we have four games running at a time, but we have them spaced out so that we only have one group in the lobby at a time before we send them up to play their game.
Oh, okay. All right. And then you send them up and then another group can come out and be in the lobby and do another game.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Because you have four different games going at any time.
Correct.
I like that. I like that. All right. So I didn't ask you, what's your favorite of what's your favorite game that you have going right now and locked in Escape?
People ask me that all the time, and I know this sounds political, but I don't have a favorite because I
Don, don't do me like that.
I really do like each game for a different reason. So our infected game, it's beautiful, and you walk in and you're like, oh my gosh, this is gorgeous. And our tech in that game, it has so much tech because we've learned as we've gone along and we're able to grow. So that game is really fun. The Rockstar has a physical element, and it's a secret. I'm not going to tell it.
No, okay. Don't tell it.
But people, when they get to do it, they absolutely love it. And I knew that I wanted to be able to defuse a bomb, and I wanted this special element in the game. And people do. They just have fun with it. So I like Rockstar for that reason. Darkness Falls, we did it ourselves, so we're very right. proud of it. And the light element, we have a couple of jump scares, and so that's one thing we all love to run that game, because when you scream, it makes us happy.
It makes you happy, like, yeah, got him, that type of thing.
And the castle, it also has a really cool thing that happens in it, and people are so excited when they see that. And so there's something about each game that we just love.
Now, something we haven't touched on is the actual decorating or setting up the rooms, all right? How important is that?
Oh, it's so important because we're trying to immerse you in that storyline. When you enter that room, we want you to feel like you're actually in a cabin or you're actually in an evil doctor's lab. We want you to have that feeling. And so the decoration, the decor, the environment, the music, all of that plays a part in it so that you truly are a part of that story.
And how much time does something like that take to put together?
It takes a long time. We knew that we were starting this prison game, and building these prison cells, it's taken us a lot longer than we expected, but we know it's important because
right.
that's going to give you that feeling of being locked in the prison.
And you're like, dude, I'm not even jaywalking because I can't do this right over here, right?
Exactly.
Thank you very much for visiting us on the Lunchbox today, Don. All right, then. This is absolutely amazing. Please tell everybody where Locked in Escaped is, please.
So we're at 2760 North Academy Boulevard, and we're on two floors. We're on the first floor and the third floor, so when you come to us, you'll see a sign that'll tell you which way to go, whether you're going to head upstairs or be on the first floor. And we are one block north of Maysland on Academy.
All right. And if they want to do the virtual game, how do they go about doing that?
So go to lockedinescapes.com, and you'll be able to read about our games, one of them being the virtual game, and you'll click book now, and there you'll see all the times for the infected where you can play virtual. And you can also go to the Cool Science Festival's website, and you'll see all those game times and the fun activities they have planned as well.
And how much does something like this run?
Our regular games are $30 a person.
Okay.
And then the virtual game is $49.95 for two people, and then it's $15 for each additional connection.
Oh, all right. We like that a lot. Hey, thank you for coming and joining us on the Lunchbox. If you ever want to come back, please, by all means, come on back.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, Big Mike.
You're more than welcome. All right, folks, we're going to get up out of here for the day. But once again, if you'd like to be a part of the Lunchbox, we would absolutely love to have you, all right? Please email us at info@blazin985. Y'all have a great afternoon, and we'll see you tomorrow.